This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are that exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on this 24/7, 365 news cycle. Get on the cycle. Or get out of the cycle. Don't you feel like you're the hamster in the cage? It's just always going. So anyway, we're having a lot of fun today talking about all the various and sundries things that are going on, especially for you flat earthers out there. We had a conversation about, you know, there's places on the planet, I really believe there are places on the planet that it's really not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. I'm serious. Have you ever been to Trona, California? Trona, California, it is not the end of the earth, but it's clearly seen from there. It truly is. It's out by, Death Valley. If you've been to Death Valley, they call Death Valley Death Valley for a reason. There's a lot of death and destruction and moving rocks that you just can't explain. They kind of scoot along the valley floor. And, you know, if you've been there in the springtime in Death Valley, it is absolutely fantastic. The flowers, it is unbelievable, the color. Just beautiful. But if you've been there in the summertime in the scorching, screaming 122-degree weather on the valley floor, it's not a place to be. It's really very inhospitable. But there, actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, from Trona, California, it's just south of Death Valley. It's on the road to Death Valley. And they do glass making. They mine sulfur for glass making and stuff like that. And it's interesting, as a school administrator, we used to have to play sports against Trona High School. And interesting enough, I was coaching at the time before I became an administrator, and I was coaching football, and we had to play Trona High School in football. So I'd never had this experience. Because it's Death Valley Zone, water is at a premium, so you can't grow grass in Trona, the little town of Trona. It's a company town. And so they have a dirt field. It's dirt. It's dirty dirt. It's not even clean dirt. And they run it in order to keep the soil compacted properly, so that, you know, because you run around on it like at halftime, rather than halftime marching show out there with a marching band. Can you imagine that in dirt? They bring out these steamrollers, and they steamroll back and forth to level the field again. So in 15 minutes, it's pretty much all leveled out, and all the spots they've raked up, they've packed down, and the kids go back at it and play on a dirt field. It's the most amazing thing. Trona. I don't even know if it's open anymore, but that was back in the day. And I can remember we were running football plays, and you know, just think of the quarterback who has to throw a pass, and their hand is covered in dirt. And they grab the, or not even, you know, and the dirt's kind of a, it had sort of a fine soil texture to it. I mean, really almost like a dust in a sense. So a quarterback, you know how they take their hand, they lick their fingers to kind of get a little bit better grip on the ball? That was impossible. All they were getting is mud in the mouth. And, of course, when kids would fall, and, you know, fall on their face as an example, all that dirt would just splash right up inside their helmet. Dirty dirt versus grass versus AstroTurf. Maybe they got AstroTurf now. I mean, you know, the synthetic stuff out there, which is absolutely fantastic. Helped a high school, and we built one of those stadiums that had the special field in it and all that stuff. It was wonderful. It's a great situation. And so, you know, they pass it off, the builders do anyway, these synthetic turfs, because you can save water. That's as it was being built to us as school administrators when we were considering building a stadium. It was really kind of hysterical. And we said, no, you know, we're right next to several rivers right here. I don't think it's about saving water. It's about making you bucks, which is fine. They really, really are amazing. I really like the synthetic football turfs, and I think there's a lot fewer. How did I get into this when we're talking about Duterte? Come on. So it's the end of the earth out there in the Philippines, and we were talking a little bit about that. I'm switching gears on you. But they actually, oh, I know what I was going to say. They shot parts of the Star Wars out there, the original Star Wars. And, you know, the escapes, you know, you remember the Luke's family lived in a hole, and all that whole area out there is part of the Trona area. So people go out there and take a look at, well, they shot Star Wars out here. And then you go up the 395 and you get into the Mammoth Lakes and Mono Lake area, which is kind of interesting. Beautiful country up there on the eastern side of California on Highway 395. Okay, so you can see the end of the earth from there. There's clearly many vantage points to look at the end of the earth. So the Philippine Islands is really kind of the end of the earth for all of you flat earthers. So, okay, let's get on to you globalists now. You globalists who don't like the likes of somebody like a Duterte. Okay, so I'm getting into this. I'm going to come. I'm not going to leave. I got another story of one of our listeners. Thank you. Kirk is his name. Said, oh, you're talking about Duterte. Guess what? We have another thing for you. So I'm not leaving the Duterte conversation alone in the third hour. The script is gone for this hour. I'm going to get back to the script, I promise, and the other stories. But I did get an email from one of our listeners. And the email is this. It's from the Jakarta Post. It's from the Jakarta Post. Now, Jakarta is not too far from the Philippines, right? It's Indonesia. It's right around the same neck of the woods. South China Sea, I mean, Vietnam, Philippine Islands, Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world. I mean, you don't hear much about Al-Qaeda and those people there in Indonesia. Which is kind of interesting, isn't it? You don't have a lot of terrorists. So those people that are out there saying that all Muslims are terrorists, it's absolutely not true. The good people, which are predominantly Muslim in Indonesia, don't practice Wahhabism. That's my point. So we cannot lump, and we should not lump, all Muslims into that category of radical Islamic terrorists, such as President Barack Hussein Obama. Who is, of course, by extension of helping to develop ISIS and through Al-Qaeda with Hillary Clinton, is a terrorist, in my opinion. That's my opinion. But in Jakarta, the Jakarta Post, listen to this headlines. I didn't even know this, but many thanks to our friend out there, Kirk. Sending drug dealers to God is my business. That's the Jakarta police chief. Oh, no. We have another one. When ruthless hunting down of drug dealers becomes the norm in one country, apparently it spreads to another. Justice for all. Don't you love it that we live in this country with a constitution? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. AlfieMan is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we've got another Duterte in another country, around the same neck of the woods, on the edge of the earth, for flat earthers. Of course, we all know that, right? The edge of the earth in the flat earth world is the Philippine Islands. But if you go to another part, you bounce off that side and go to another part, you can get to Indonesia just a little bit further, well, on the globe, if you're a globalist, if you believe in globes. It's just a little bit southeast of the Philippines. So sending drug dealers to God is my business, Jakarta police chief says. You know, listen, in different parts of the world, they've got different ways to fight the drug scourge. And believe me, it's a scourge. We know that. So, how do they do it in Jakarta? Are there any civil liberties being afforded any of these people in Jakarta? Now, remember, it's Jakarta that a number of years ago, somebody got caught with pot or something like that, and he got like 30 lashes. Of course, what constitutes a lash? Well, you know, they do things differently in different parts of the world. That might come as a surprise to many of you that are globalists and live here in the United States and live under the protections of our Constitution and are free to tell us about your vitriolic hatred for your fellow Americans and your Constitution, right? Okay, so go try check that out in Jakarta. Smoke a little pot in Indonesia. And watch what happens. Maybe you'll get, if you're lucky, 10 lashes. I mean, these lash things hurt, from what I understand. It's just a whooping. It's like opening up a can of, what would we call it? We would call it, of course, whoop ass. That's what we would call it. I just can't believe I'm just saying that on the air, right? Open up that can of whoop ass. It's kind of what it is. So we've got this whole situation going on here with this Duterte wannabe, I think it is. It says, newly appointed Jakarta Police Chief Inspector General Idham Aziz, A-Z-I-S, Aziz, that's his name, has vowed to combat drug dealers, especially those from other countries, and will take responsibility for his subordinates' actions if they shoot alleged drug dealers and traffickers during raids. Oh, well, he's given some qualifiers for murder. I mean, we're kind of working up that ladder towards civil rights for the perps, right? If the drug dealers want to apologize, it is their business with God. Sending them to God, on the other hand, is my business. Oh, man. That is a quote that's going to stay in perpetuity. Idham said at the Jakarta police headquarters on Tuesday, Idham Aziz, so they call him Idham, I guess. Idham was inaugurated as Jakarta's police chief on July 26th and expressed his appreciation to the team of investigators that thwarted the record-breaking smuggling attempt of 1 ton of crystal methamphetamine locally known as Sabu Sabu. No, it's Sabu Sabu, not Subaru Subaru. It's Sabu Sabu. That's what this is. I think this is a pretty interesting story, actually. And, you know, it's kind of interesting the way this is all going down now, isn't it? Sabu Sabu. So Sabu Sabu is crystal meth. Banten last month in the raid, investigators arrested 3 Taiwanese nationals and shot dead another alleged who had resisted arrest. He asserted that he would also dismiss his subordinates if they failed to handle the mass drug trafficking in the capital. Under his leadership, he said he would give all drug units in all police precincts under his Jakarta policeman's authority a month to crack down on drug dealers. Well, see, now they're a little bit more reasonable there in Indonesia. Reasonable, constitutional, I don't think so. But, you know, what we do have here is not a failure to communicate. He's communicating quite well. He's communicating quite well. Okay, so Jakarta, you've got the Jakarta thing. You've got the thing going on in, gosh, I can't believe these things. You've got these things going on over in the Philippines. Okay, what else is going on? I mean, it's just an amazing day for news and information, and people are going nuts all around the planet. Yeah. Okay, so what's going on with Agenda 21 Radio? I'm getting a little thing going on here. Okay. Big stories happening. All right, you might want to read our article, Meet the Soros-Jefferson Connection. It's on Agenda 21 Radio. That's a big story. CBS News. No, we don't want to cover that one. I'm going to go over here and cover it. I'm sorry, we're having a little computer glitch happening right now, and we're trying to correct that so that it doesn't interfere with programming. Can't have that going on. And we're doing our best here to do that. We really, really are. So hang on. We're just going to be done here in a second. We should be able to get all the things we need for you. Okay. So much for Duterte. We're done with Duterte. Yeah, give me that. Okay, come on, sorry. Man. Okay, getting back to this. President's lawyers send private messages to Mueller. Nice. Private messages to Mueller. President Trump has sent private messages to Russia special counsel's Mueller. Isn't that interesting?
Hey guys, I am Mandy Mueller.
Yep. Yeah, you're Angie. It says, seems like special counsel Robert Mueller is moving ahead with the investigation of possible ties to between Russia and the Trump campaign. This thing is never going to stop. This is a new story that came out just since we first started covering the beginning of the show. Special counsel. I'm not liking the special counsel too much, Mr. Mueller, as you heard in the first hour. But now we're getting more and more and more. You're gonna hear this. This is what's going to happen. This is kind of what they tried to do to Nixon. But I like the idea, the notion, that we're going to be getting a lot of information out about Mueller, and people are going to start taking other sides against Mueller. This is going to go on for years, by the way. We're just getting warmed up. This is the pre-meeting, if you will, Mr. Mueller and others. This is just the special as the run-up starts to continue for the fight against Donald Trump by the deep state. Where is the deep state today, and how deep are they getting is one of the biggest questions going on right now. How deep are they getting, and what is the defense by Trump against the deep state? That is the big question. But he's got one. He's got one. He's got one of transparency. And it will continue, by the way, for at least 2 years. That's what I guess. This whole Robert Mueller business going on. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $500 and get... $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. The Pope. The Pope weighing in. Kind of an interesting little deal going on in the Vatican, reported by Chris Wallace, actually. I'm going to pick up on this little claim that has been going on by the Pope.
By two closest in this article, associate, it's a Pope Francis that compares hardline Christian conservatives in the U.S. to jihadists. Religion correspondent Lauren Green has more from New York.
Pope Francis's silence is speaking loud and clear. At least that's what some believe, as two of his closest confidants rail against the political collaboration that's grown strong between evangelicals and conservative Catholics, particularly in their support of President Trump. In the liberal Jesuit publication La Civiltà Cattolica, Father Antonio Spadaro and Protestant pastor Marcelo Figueroa say the alliance has become radicalized, calling it an ecumenism of hate, that is, a xenophobic and Islamophobic vision that wants walls and purifying deportations. The Catholic League's Bill Donahue blasted the article.
The idea of Catholics and evangelicals working together in the culture war is a good thing for America. We finally have a president who is religion friendly, unlike his predecessor. And we hope to capitalize on that. And we're not going to be scared away by some screed coming out of the Vatican.
Exit polls show 80% of white evangelicals who voted went for Trump. They join ranks with conservative Catholic groups on hot-button social issues like abortion and traditional marriage. Their biggest concern is religious liberty. Writing in his weekly column, Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput, whose conservative leanings experts say have placed him out of favor with Francis, called the article willfully ignorant and ignores the fact that America's culture wars weren't wanted and weren't started by people faithful to constant Christian belief. Catholic professor Peter Kraft says the rift is a product of the media and that Christianity is not a political system.
It's not political liberalism. It's not political conservatism. In a sense, it's both, a liberal heart and a conservative head.
Neither Pope Francis nor the Vatican has commented. Chris.
Lauren, thank you.
Isn't that interesting, that little story about the Vatican? Christian Catholics and conservatives teaming together, and the Pope doesn't like it. A conservative, and of course the article condemning the alliance between conservative Catholics and conservative, evangelicals, came from a Jesuit production. And the Pope doesn't denounce it. Now, I just got to tell you that the Pope has no business in our business. That's the way I feel. He has no business in our business as Americans. And this is something that I think is very, very important to understand. Why does he think he has business in our business? They said, well, he didn't say anything about the article. No, he didn't denounce it. When you're talking about people that are of faith coming together, as we should at times of crisis in our nation's history. This Pope said nothing, condemned nothing that came from our first Islamic radical president, Barack Hussein Obama. Yet he's ready to condemn anything remotely connected with Donald Trump. Don't you find that a problem? I find it as something he should just stay out of. He has no business. He has no business here doing that. He has no business, no authority, although he would love to have hegemony over America. And that's wrong. And I think I speak for my relatives and my Catholic brethren. We feel the same. That's wrong for the Pope to be interfering in American politics. It's not acceptable. And that's exactly what he's doing here. And he's oftentimes expressed his disdain for Donald Trump. And oftentimes Donald Trump doesn't take it and expresses it back to him, if you've noticed. So there is a big divide, especially when people start to understand what this Pope is saying. And now there's the other issue of this Pope supporting 110%. This goes to my point about Obama. 110% of his radical thinking on climate change and global warming. He comes up with the encyclical. We've talked about this. A radical plan for one world order based upon the environment and Gaia. One world government, one world religion is what the Pope is saying we should have through his encyclical. That's, of course, something that was brought up when he visited here. He was at the United Nations, Paris Agreement. And what did Donald Trump do with the Paris Agreement, the Paris Accord? We're not sticking with it. And that was the Pope's baby. Now we got a problem with the Pope constantly criticizing, going out of the bounds, our own president. This is not for the Pope's. This is not what we reject any religious order that wants to be critical of our government. Yeah, I mean, I don't care if freedom of speech and that sort of thing. I don't care. You get up in the pulpit and you want to criticize politicians or whatever, go right ahead and do that. Please do that. Don't come over here as a leader of a nation, because you are. It's called the Vatican. the sovereign leader and condemn our president based upon religion not working. That's the point. I'd feel the same way if it was somebody from Jakarta. We just talked about that. Or Duterte. Duterte doesn't like the president because he's a certain religion and his policies are all screwed up because of his religion. That's just not acceptable, ladies and gentlemen. We reject that roundly, as we should. Now, this is, I think, a backdoor attempt to try and slam the president on his prayer meetings that he's been having in his office as president. Why is that a concern? You would think that the Pope would love something like that. I think Pope John Paul III would have. That's just my take on, because I think there's a lot of people that are very, very suspicious of this Pope that are Catholics. I have not met a Catholic, or haven't had a discussion with one. I have. They're all around me. That enjoys the Pope or thinks that this Pope is on the right track. And he darn well should not be criticizing my country. He should have been criticizing a president who was doing what for Christians? Allowing them to be slaughtered in far-off lands and not allowing them to immigrate to this country. Muslims first, remember? Syrian refugees. Christians weren't allowed in. We didn't take them in. They were rejected by the last president. Even though they were political refugees, they were oftentimes killed by ISIS and others. Where was the Pope on that? We're criticizing Obama to not allow Christians in. Oh, he was vacuous. You see, because Obama supported what? Obama supported anything that was environmental, that he was the champion of the encyclical, and that's where that association became so strong. And now it's not there with this Pope. You just have to kind of sort it out. What is going on with that man? Critical of America? Doesn't work for me. It just doesn't. I don't mind that if we have policies, you're going to criticize the policies. But when you get to the religious aspects of the president, when you get to the religious aspects of what he is doing as president, it's fair game to criticize. But to criticize it in the fashion he's been doing recently, it just kind of sorts it out that there's probably another motivation behind it, I should say. I'm choosing my words, of course. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Search for Russian collusion by Donald Trump's campaign team, and now he's getting called, get this, a racist. Recently, Dershowitz had this to say after it was reported that special counsel Bob Mueller had impaneled a grand jury in Washington, D.C.
The position of Colombia, which is always solidly Democratic and has an ethnic and racial composition that might be very unfavorable to the Trump administration.
All pretty obviously true, but truth is no defense these days. California Congresswoman Maxine Waters was quick to lash out at Dershowitz as a racist Trump fan, despite his decades of donating to Democrats.
He went on to talk about the ethnic and racial makeup of the district as stacking the deck against Donald Trump. Do you think it's unfair to say
Oh, it's absolutely unfair. What he's simply saying, you know, all of those black people are there, and they don't like Trump, and so he's not going to get a fair trial, and so they should take it out of that jurisdiction. It shouldn't be there to begin with. I don't like that, and I'm surprised that Alan Dershowitz is talking like that, and we will not stand for it. We will push back against that because that is absolutely racist.
Alan Dershowitz now joins us. Professor, it is good to see you. Now, I've heard a lot of craziness lately and all these barbs and insults being thrown at people, but that kind of took the cake when you were merely making a comment about the way juries operate, grand juries operate in different jurisdictions. And yet a Democrat now has branded you a racist who's a really very popular Democrat right now. What's your response to this madness?
Well, I learned about jury selection and the role of race and ethnicity in politics from my friend and colleague, Johnny Cochran. And of course, when Johnny Cochran tragically died, Maxine Waters proposed that Congress pass special legislation honoring him for his great sensitivity regarding race. If I had said that race is not a factor in the justice system, she would have called me a racist. She tosses around that term so promiscuously that it dilutes the term. She hurts her own cause because she's crying wolf. If everybody's a racist, then nobody's a racist. If I'm a racist, then, you know, what is she going to call real racist? I mean, I marched in the South. I was involved in the civil rights movement all of my life, and if she can call me a racist, and as I said in my interview, being black does not give you a license to call somebody a racist, just like being Jewish doesn't give you a license to call people anti-Semites unless they actually are racists or anti-Semites. And for her to use that term when I made an utterly uncontroversial statement, I mean, there isn't a criminal lawyer, prosecutor, defense attorney who would disagree with the statement that Mueller got an advantage by moving the case to the District of Columbia, that he has a better chance of getting a favorable jury pool in the District of Columbia than he would in Virginia. Everybody would agree with that. It's a simple statement of fact.
And Professor, just a very quick question. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, yesterday on Fox News Sunday, denied that this was going to be some fishing expedition by Bob Mueller, that it'd have to come back to him and ask for an increased scope in the investigation if they went into issues regarding Trump's other business dealings, other leases not involving Russia collusion. But are you satisfied with what he said, given his own letter, where he said any matter that arose or may arose directly from the investigation? That was in his authorizing and appointing letter of Bob Mueller.
Of course. It's a very, very broad mandate. And let's remember that the Clinton impeachment started with an investigation of financial fraud and Whitewater and ended up with Monica Lewinsky. There are virtually no limits to where Mueller can take this investigation. And, you know, this is Moby Dick and Captain Ahab. He has to find something. He's going to spend a lot of money, hire a lot of people, and if he comes up saying nobody did anything wrong, people are going to say, oh my God, why did we waste all that money? So he has an incentive to find people.
It's an endless investigation with a limitless budget.
Well, yeah, endless investigation. So here we go. Here we go. Donald Trump being investigated endlessly around the clock, 24/7, 365. That endless news cycle. So what is the defense of the president? The defense of the president, I think, is what they've been talking about in Congress now, at least in the House, and I think they're going to move it on to the Senate, is the notion of getting a special prosecutor to investigate the special prosecutor. Why not? Give them a limitless budget to investigate Mueller. And that way, I mean, think about it. Of course, the problem that you have is enter Rosenstein, who is the FBI assistant director. He's now acting, so to speak, or he has been acting. He's the guy who appointed Mueller to begin with. Another thing that's come up recently, and it's interesting, is now we're starting to find out releases of, well, what's going on with some of the emails that were released in the Clinton affair with Clinton and Lynch.
DOJ business. This new information was actually discovered through the American Center for Law and Justice's request for freedom of information from the Justice Department, looking into that tarmac meeting between Lynch and former President Bill Clinton. The DOJ eventually releasing more than 400 emails related to that meeting. Joining me now, Jay Sekulo, chief counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. And Jay, if I remember correctly, the first time you put in that request months ago, you were told there were no documents responsive to that request.
Correct. So the first thing we did, we sent simultaneous document requests, one to the FBI, one to the Department of Justice. The FBI document request response was there are no documents responsive to your request. So they just said there were no documents. The Department of Justice didn't even respond back last year when we did this in the summer. And
well, all of a sudden now they have. They're responsive. Gee, I wonder what that's all about. Maybe it's the President of the United States. Could be. Stay with us. More to come here on the Agenda 21 radio show.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your accounts, your home, and business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all the latest news and information that's floating around out there. And trust me, it's floating around in the miasma. For all of you flat earthers, that's a atmosphere. The Flat Earth Society. There really is a group of people who believe that the earth is flat. It has, I mean, and I've been seriously engaged with a number of them who are convinced that the earth is flat. Now, it's kind of interesting. The flat earthers go back to the Catholic Church back in the day. You know, Copernicus, that sort of thing. And it was Cristobal Colom who shattered the myth back in the late 1400s. 1492, get it? When he sailed around the ocean blue. When he sailed beyond the horizon, which wasn't flat, it was round, to the New World. And I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's sort of a random thing. Science versus fiction. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We need all the exceptional Americans to come together at one time to preserve our nation. The fight is on. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.